Good day and welcome to Partake. We're now on day 17 of our series Glimpses, looking at the story of the Bible in 30 days, from the time of creation through to the time of the fullness of redemption. Jesus' teaching continues to be met with amazement, yet also fury, hatred, and ridicule. Today, we continue looking at one particular aspect of his teaching, himself, and one more I am statement. We have already seen that Jesus says, I am the bread of life, I am the light of the world, I am the gate, and I am the good shepherd. All the things the nation of Israel was to be, but failed to do so. Our next one can be found in John 11, verses 17 to 40. When Jesus arrived at Bethany, he was told that Lazarus had already been in his grave for 4 days. Bethany was only a few miles down the road from Jerusalem, and many of the people had come to console Martha and Mary in their loss. When Martha got word that Jesus was coming, she went to him, but Mary stayed in the house. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if only you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that God will give you whatever you ask. Jesus told her, Your brother will rise again. Yes, Martha said, He will rise when everyone else rises, at the last day. Jesus told her, I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live even after dying. Everyone who lives in me and believes in me will never ever die. Do you believe this, Martha? Yes, Lord, she told him. I've always believed you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one who has come into the world from God. Then she returned to Mary. She called Mary aside from the mourners and told her, The teacher is here and wants to see you. So Mary immediately went to him. Jesus had stayed outside the village at the place where Martha met him. When the people who were at the house consoling Mary saw her leave so hastily, they assumed she was going to Lazarus' grave to weep, so they followed her there. When Mary arrived and saw Jesus, she fell at his feet and said, Lord, if only you had been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus saw her weeping and saw the other people wailing with her, a deep anger welled up within him, and he was deeply troubled. Where have you put him? He asked them. They told him, Lord, come and see. Then Jesus wept. The people who were standing nearby said, See how much he loved him? But some said, This man healed a blind man. Couldn't he have kept Lazarus from dying? Jesus was still angry as he arrived at the tomb, a cave with a stone rolled across its entrance. Roll the stone aside, Jesus told them. But Martha, the dead man's sister, protested, Lord, he's been dead for 4 days. The smell will be terrible. Jesus responded, Didn't I tell you that you would see God's glory if you believe? So they rolled the stone aside. Then Jesus looked up to heaven and said, Father, thank you for hearing me. You always hear me, but I said it out loud for the sake of all these people standing here so that they will believe you sent me. Then Jesus shouted, Lazarus, come out! And the dead man came out, his hands and feet bound in grave clothes, his face wrapped in a headcloth. Jesus told them, Unwrap him and let him go. Jesus' friend Lazarus was sick, so his sisters, Mary and Martha, sent word to Jesus about this, hoping that Jesus could heal him. Jesus replies to this family he loved, that the illness will not result in death. How could he be so sure, particularly from a distance? And although Jesus knew that Lazarus had died while the messengers were on their way, he still waited a further few days before going there. He knew it didn't matter whether Lazarus was dead 2 days or 4 days. Dead is dead. Such was the eagerness of Martha to see Jesus when he eventually came. She left the house of mourners and expressed some faith that God would hear Jesus' prayers. She uttered that Jesus was the Messiah, the Christ, the Savior, spoken about in the Old Testament. She even knew about the last days. But was that just wishful thinking? Because later on she doubted he could do it. The exclamation by Jesus, "I am the resurrection and the life," is the highlight of this passage of Scripture. Lazarus has died and will be raised back to life again. Being raised back to life is not resurrection. It means more than that. Why does Jesus say that he is the resurrection and the life? Resurrection on one level certainly does mean coming back to life. But it also means much more than that, as we shall see later on in this series. And as can be seen from this passage, he is the giver of life itself, not only physically, but also in a spiritual sense. He gives eternal life to all who will believe in him. Note Jesus' emotions in this passage. Love, feelings moved, weeping and sorrow, showing his true humanity and his heart of compassion for people. Emotions such as Jesus being deeply angry. In fact, John mentions it twice. Angry and still angry. But with who or with what? Most people these days are surprised that Jesus gets angry. And some people, well, they even deny it. The gospel writers weren't afraid to say Jesus got angry, though. I would suggest that as Jesus is the life, Jesus is angry with death, decay, as they are the end result of sin. Jesus is angry because death hurts people, even people close to him, such as Lazarus and his family. This stirs Jesus deeply. Jesus is full of compassion, pity, sympathy, grief, compassion, and care for his family. He shares their pain and shows in his tears. He loves them and is determined to show this love in practice. Then the moment of truth arrives. Will Jesus be true to his word and raise Lazarus back to life again? Or was Jesus somehow deluded? Some doubted, but Jesus knew that God would answer his prayers. First, he thanks God that for hearing him, and then issues the command for Lazarus to come out. And you know what? Come out he did. One of the great, amazing, wow moments of the gospel. Jesus was true to his word. God heard his prayers. God his father, remember. And Lazarus was raised from the dead. He was dead, but now he was back to physical life. One day Lazarus would die physically again, but for now he had new life. This Jesus even had authority over death and life. Amazing. Yet just after this event, the Jewish religious authorities, who were watching carefully, came up with a plot to kill him. What do you think the covenants we looked at had to say about this, particularly the new covenant? Life and death physically, but also life and death spiritually, perhaps? Jesus, the giver of life? Why can Jesus exclaim with authority, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live"? We continue tomorrow. Thank you.